Country Bob FM. Bob Almanac time, and with the return of Neil, we're going to serenade Neil with a game of kazoo, name that tune.
Okay.
This song, the topic is TV themes that were big hits on the charts and on the radio.
Okay.
So welcome back here, Neil, to the Almanac.
I know it too, but I wish
welcome
I could come
back,
up.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
It was welcome back, Mr. Kotcha.
So
John Sebastian would be proud.
I even said welcome back, Neil, going in, but maybe they did hit one of your lobes.
Yeah, they did scrape a little brain matter that I really could have used right now.
The Almanac Trivia for Treetown Music Festival events.
That's a big deal.
It's coming up May 24th through May 27th. Pretty early Memorial Day. It's on the 28th. That's almost as early as a Memorial Day as you can get. Not quite the earliest, but still, it's not the last couple of days of May because May will stretch out to the 31st onto a Thursday, and June 1st will be a Friday this year.
Boy.
But listen, keep listening.
Yeah. So make sure you pay attention.
We might even ask you to play the kazoo over the phone.
Hey, now there you go.
So Monday, May 14th here on the Almanac, 134 in, 231 left. 1643, this date, Louis XIV became the King of France. The death of his father, Louis XIII,
right.
That was, he's the deductive reasoning there.
Right.
He took over France at the age of 4. How would you like your king to be 4 years old?
Well, I got a 2.5-year-old right now. I don't think by the time he's 4, he'll be ready.
That'd be a lot of Gerber
right
on the menus in the kingdom. 1787, pretty big date here. Delegates gather in Philadelphia to draw up the U.S. Constitution.
Yeah.
That was pretty important.
That was very important.
I believe we the people, you may recall that.
Yes.
Three pretty important words. 1804, Lewis and Clark expedition. In fact, William Clark set off first on his famous expedition. He left Camp Dubois. And then a few days later in St. Louis, that's where Meriwether Lewis
would join up.
And then later on, they would get their, Sacagawea would help.
Right.
You know, she would help kind of be a mediator between Lewis and Clark and their people. And then, of course, the natives.
Right.
And I'm sure that helped them survive. If Sacagawea may not have been with them, maybe they may not have made it all the way to the Pacific.
Yeah, they needed somebody to do some sweet talking at some point.
It was, they called Lewis and Clark Expedition, but actually they were known as the Corps of Discovery.
Oh, they had a name.
The Corps of Discovery.
This was government approved.
1878 now.
It's the Wonder Jelly, Vaseline Petroleum Jelly.
The Wonder Jelly, as a lip shiner, never refiner, in a first aid kit, it conditions the lip.
Ever put petroleum jelly on with your peanut butter? You can use it on sandwiches, and you can use it to repack your ball bearings.
That is a multi-use product.
Yeah.
When's the last time
you repacked your ball bearings?
It's been a while. You could use it right now.
So 1878, Vaseline sold, became the registered trademark of petroleum jelly. Robert A. Cheesebro.
And it's still with us today.
Still with us today. Still doing the job. 1878. And it was in Pennsylvania where we discovered oil, so that makes sense. Petroleum, whole thing going on there.
It's a miracle salve.
1897, Guglielmo Marconi made the first communication by wireless telegraph. We wouldn't have radio. We may not be here.
Right.
What would you be doing, Neil, if you weren't in radio right now?
I'd have a big paper route. I really would.
You can make a living on that?
Oh, yes, I can.
That's good to know. Huh? 1897, and I believe the first thing that they did over the wireless telegraph, I think they announced the Ultimate Summer Six-Pack song.
Well, song of the day.
Song of the day.
Okay.
I think that's what Marconi did on this date. 1897, first Olympic Games held in the United States. Where do you think? Los Angeles? New York?
Yeah,
would be
you
your
would
first
think.
Guess.
Yeah,
it's
I
not.
Would think.
It's St. Louis.
Really?
St. Louis.
St. Louis.
The gateway to the West hosted the first Olympic Games to be held in the United States. What was 1896 was the first one, so this would have been the third Summer Olympic, modern Summer Olympic Games, 1904.
Now, did they use the arch for the pole vault? That would be an impressive pole vault.
I don't know why you wouldn't do that, or pull-ups or something.
Right,
you know, it's one of the events you would want to utilize.
Run
the
ropes over it and use it for the rings and gymnastics.
You might have to look it up. When was that thing completed?
Yeah,
was it done by 1904, the gateway arch?
Yeah.
1918, Sunday baseball made legal in Washington, D.C. You couldn't play baseball on Sundays in our nation's capital until 1918.
Huh.
Speaking of baseball.
Here's the payoff pitch. This is it. There it goes. It's out of here.
The Mick. Number 500 for Mickey Mantle.
Almost sounded like Kurt Gowdy, but.
It's not, though. I think that's the local TV.
Okay.
That same thing to me. I thought that sounded like Kurt Gowdy, too. I'd have to look it up to make sure. It does sound a lot like him.
Yeah.
He hit it off of the Orioles' Stu Miller.
Oh, sure.
In 1967 at Yankee Stadium. He could barely get around the bases because of his bad knees.
Yeah.
It was painful
hobbled.
Just to watch him.
Yeah.
That was in 67.
6-5-4-3-1-0. And we have a liftoff. The Skylab lifting off the pad now, moving up.
Full play-by-play coverage of the launch of Skylab and Skylab 1 launched into orbit on this date. It wasn't a smooth launch by any means. Once it got into orbit, they realized it had been damaged on liftoff. They had to fix it, but it never lasted as long as they thought it would. Remember, it came crashing down like in 79?
Right.
Everybody was worried about it. Well, where is it going to hit? Is it going to hit us? And most of it, I think, landed like in the Indian Ocean.
Yeah.
But Skylab, kind of a big deal. They did a lot of experiments, important experiments on Skylab. 1982 today, we're remembering Ward Cleaver.
Oh, nice.
You know, Wally, shaving is just one of the outward signs of being a man. It's a whole lot more important to try to be a man inside first.
You know, when I think of 50s TV and I think of good grooming, I think of Hugh Beaumont.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Oh,
I mean, he was well-groomed.
Yeah, daily.
The cut, I mean, his
You never caught him with a 5 o'clock shadow.
That's right. His sideburns were always perfect. So Hugh Beaumont died at the age of 73.
He was a good dad.
Family Ties, last episode this day.
Hey, you know, Alex, this place ain't going to be the same without you here. I mean, when I come over to talk to you, you ain't going to be here.
You got to love Nick.
Won't affect our conversation.
Alex P. Keaton was moving out, Neil.
Yep.
He was heading to New York. He was going to work on Wall Street. And then he met a silvery-haired, white-haired doctor and ended up traveling in space and time.
Yes, he did.
So that was this date, Family Ties, the final episode. And that was in 89 and 98.
At birth, he was given up for dead, as he was at some points during his career. But Frank Sinatra always managed to fight his way back.
Mm.
But last night, Sinatra died of a heart attack in the emergency room of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center in Los Angeles, his wife Barbara at his side.
He was 82, chairman of the board.
One of the greats.
Dying on this date. That was 1998. That was a CNN report. What was her name again? What was her
CNN
name?
CNN Headline News. Good morning. I'm Saatchi Koto.
Oh, the great Saatchi Koto.
Saatchi
Koto, one of the great CNN reporters of all time.
Certainly and one of the great names.
That same day, we also said goodbye to Seinfeld.
There goes the money for the lipo.
See, the great thing about robbing a fat guy is it's an easy getaway, you know? They can't really chase you.
It's actually doing him a favor. It's less money for him to buy food.
Boy, you know, that would get him in trouble.
Yes.
Good Samaritan law. I never heard of it. You don't have to help anybody. That's what this country's all about. That's the problem. Unfathomable. Improbable. Hold on.
You get in trouble, you call Jackie Childs.
Right.
And there were some people who didn't like that episode, didn't like the storyline. I thought it was perfect with the way, just the absurdity of the show and the things that they did and the characters and the people they brought, all those people back that they had kind of wronged and made fun of and whatever during the 9 years of the show, and then basically made them character witnesses to put George, Jerry, Kramer, and Elaine in bars for a year.
Right.
I thought it was pretty
good.
I thought it was well done by Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld, and it was this date. Hard to believe.
Gosh,
1998. 20 years that Seinfeld has been off the air. It seems as fresh now as it did in the late 80s and 90s. Let's move on to birthdays. A couple of pretty good producers and directors. George Lucas.
Oh, yes.
Star Wars, Indiana Jones. He's had some clunkers, of course, but he's 74. And Robert Zemeckis, who gave us Back to the Future. Speaking of Alex P. Keaton and Michael J. Fox. Robert Zemeckis. Robert Zemeckis, 66. The Talking Heads were a little different. And that's okay.
Yeah, they were.
They were burning down the house. They were Once in a Lifetime.
They're very good, actually.
David Byrne, the lead singer of the Talking Heads, who's coming to the Orpheum. There's a story in the paper today.
Nice.
About David Byrne coming to the Twin Cities. He is 66.
You read the Bible, Ringo?
Not regularly, no.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized.
Pulp Fiction. He was Ringo. Tim Roth.
Oh, yes.
Who was the guy who had the gun pointed at him in the end by Samuel Jackson. Tim Roth, 57. He's a bad guy in one of the Hulk movies, too.
Okay.
Are you familiar with Tim Roth?
Yes, I am.
Can you picture him?
I can.
57. Susie Colbert, ESPN reporter.
What does it mean to you now when the team is struggling?
I want to kiss you. I couldn't care less about the team struggling.
Was awful.
Oops.
Joe, don't go
Joe
there,
Joe. Crossed the line.
Yeah,
he had had a few and then was on national TV. That's a bad combination.
Yeah.
And then a pretty lady next to
She's
him.
She's very kissable.
Yes.
Come on.
Right. Susie Colbert, who today is celebrating number 54. Pooh Richardson.
Good if it goes. It does.
Raise some eyebrows when we drafted him.
From about 60 feet.
He was the first Timberwolves draft choice ever, and he was a point guard and never really amounted to being a big star.
Out of UCLA.
Traded him for Michael Williams and the Rifleman, Chuck Person.
Sure.
To Indiana, as I remember. I think Sam Mitchell was part of that deal as well.
I think you're right.
So Pooh Richardson is 52. I know your Milli Vanilli knowledge is right up there with anybody. Fab. It was Rob and Fab from Milli Vanilli. Rob and Fab. This is not the one that they got caught lip-syncing on, but they did lip-sync.
They did.
They weren't actually singing.
No.
So I don't know if that's Fab or if that's Rob. Rob is the one who passed away, Rob Paletas. Fab is still with us. He's 52. The Goose, Tony Siragusa, sports broadcaster, played for the Ravens, defensive lineman, big guy.
Big dude.
They put him down on the field because he can't fit in the press box. He's 51 today.
He could stop the run, though, Jim.
Yeah, he could. He was
a run stopper.
He had low center of gravity.
Yep.
Clate Blanchett, 49. A lot of movies. Too many to mention here.
The Monument.
49 today. Cate Blanchett. Vashon Leonard, another Minnesota basketball connection.
He's one of my favorites.
Vashon Leonard is...
Good shooter.
He is 45 today. He's 45. 45, Vashon Leonard. He scored over 2,000 points. Nobody in Gopher history has scored more than 2,000 points. He would be regarded as Minnesota Gopher all-time leading scorer, but they had to vacate the stats.
Oh, that's right.
Because of
he was part
of the early days of the academic scandal.
Oops.
Vashon Leonard, happy birthday today. And some people might call this guy the devil incarnate, or incarnate, if you will. And I think incarnate is the adjective. Verb would be incarnate. Mark Zuckerberg. Facebook creator. Evil.
Mm-hmm.
Evil Facebook. Hashtag delete Facebook.
Right.
Mark Zuckerberg, he's made a lot of money on your private information, let's just say that.
He sure
Mark
has.
Zuckerberg is 34. The Claymaker, 32. Linebacker for the Packers.
Get a haircut.
Clay Matthews, yes. And Rob Gronkowski, tight end for the Patriots.
He's an odd character.
They call him Gronk.
He's pretty talented, though.
He is. He can do a lot of good things. He's got some skills, some talents, good hands. 29 for granted. He's won some Super Bowls.
Yes, he has. Quite a few.
Brady's been a part of that.
I think so. Gone, but not forgotten, is at that time. Let's go to Chuck Forbes. Well, actually, Bertie Charles Forbes. He gave us the magazine. He probably had a lot of money himself. He was born on this day, 1880. Radio correspondent, one of the most famous early radio things you've ever heard. is the
horrific Hindenburg. Race, ladies and gentlemen, the smoke and the flames now, and the flames rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast. All the humanity, all the fans.
You got to wait for the humanity. That's one of the great calls of all time.
In it
the
is.
That, tragedy of the Hindenburg.
That gentleman was there to cover the Hindenburg. Little did he know he'd be making history with that report. Eyewitness account from Herbert Morrison. And he was born on this day, 1905. Where would we be without the Weather Channel? This guy was a hurricane expert for the Weather Channel before there was, there was John Hope. No relation to Bob that we know of.
You're thinking of the guy who gets Hope all excited Solo. About Thunder Snow.
Yeah, whatever his name was.
Thunder Snow.
Jim something.
Cantrell. Yeah, Cantrell.
Yeah.
Cantrell.
This was John Hope, first 1919. One of my favorite actors. You can call him Richard if you want. I prefer Dick Deacon.
Yeah, I always said you were the top comedian, Alan.
Shut up, Mal.
Yes, sir.
Read.
Okay.
Yeah, well, go ahead, read it.
Shut up, Mel.
Yes, sir.
I could listen to Carl Reiner say, shut up, Mel, on a continuous loop all day.
How many times did he hear shut up, Mel,
forever,
in the history of the Dick Van Dyke Show? It was numerous.
He was the bespeckled.
Yeah, balding. There's a guy that looks just like him that dances out at the Medina sometimes. And you ran into him at a ball game.
Yeah. It was in Denver.
That was one of the great photos I've ever received
Lumpy's
on my phone.
Too.
Yeah, he was also Fred Rutherford. Yeah, Lumpy's dad on Leave It to Beaver. Speaking of Hugh Beaumont. Dick Deacon, born on this day, 1921. Great singer, Bobby Darin.
Somewhere beyond the sea, somewhere waiting for me.
How about that?
My lover stands.
Hall of Fame singer Bobby Darin. Of course, he gave us Mac the Knife as well. In fact, won Grammy for that. There he is. He was born in the state in 1936, and they're all gone.
But not
forgotten.
Forgotten. We're going to play Almanac Trivia right now for a pair of tickets. Two single-day tickets is what they are. A pair of single-day tickets to Tree Town Music Festival, Forest City, Iowa. You got your Eddie Money, Cole Swindell. With the CS on his hat. Keith Urban, Alabama.
Wow.
Charlie Daniels.
Woo.
Terry Clark.
Woo.
Maiden Dixie and Jesse Becker.
Holy.
They're
Anna.
All going to be there. TreeTownFestival.com for more information. And today's Almanac question is, we said that Marconi made his first communication by wireless telegraph. What did we say was the first thing that they talked about, that he talked about?
Sure.
What was it? 763-450-0100. 763-450-0100. Marconi, first communication by wireless telegraph. We said that the first thing that he uttered, and actually it would have been a telegraph, so it would have been in Morse code.
Right.
Call now and win Bob FM.
There's a full moon.